Peter, there was plenty of entertainment in that meeting, but first and foremost, you won the match.
Yeah, it's disappointing, obviously, that they should go home with a consolation point, but I think that was tempered by the fact that we actually won a meeting, and I thought, you know, generally the side looked a lot better today.
Well, there was one or two looking back to their old selves. So we haven't seen the best of Jakob Torssell here at Monmouth, certainly so far this season, and that was much more like
it. Yeah, and Nick Morris as well, you know, battled very hard, you know, could easily have had another 2 or 3 points to his total. But no, we made this change, and I think it's stiffened us up, and as I say, the side looked pretty strong today.
And a solid start for Ryan Douglas, who I know you were very keen to, had to move very fast to bring him in, and that's four solid rides on his first down.
Yeah, a lot of teams chasing him, but you know, we beat everybody to his signature, and he was very nervous before the start, which is understandable, but now he's settled down nicely and had a race win, I think, didn't he, halfway through. So yeah, he was very competent, and we're looking forward to big things from him.
You can see why Luke Becker excites people, can't you? I mean, his first couple of rides in particular, he got the crowd going, which I think was just what you needed, maybe.
Yeah, well, I ain't too sure about his team riding skills with Ryan Douglas halfway through the meeting. But no, he's had some indifferent starts to meetings here. You know, he's had trouble exiting the second corner on the first lap in 3 or 4 meetings. But no, he seems to be more aware of that now. He's altered his fork position on the front wheel to help him with that, and yeah, he was very accomplished.
It's just a learning thing. I mean, it's easy to forget. He's, you know, it's his first season here. He's obviously got ability, but there's a lot of tricky things to learn about British Speedway tracks, and everybody knows this one. He's one has its own nuances.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, his European grounding is on tracks which are far removed from this. So he comes here used to the big sweeping Polish and Swedish circuits. So it's difficult, obviously, for him, you know, to sort of hit the ground running. But very early on, he had 2 high scores here at Monmouth, and I think that helped his confidence no end. And as I say, but for these indiscretions down the back straight in 3 or 4 meetings, he looked very competent.
And you move straight on, of course, Peterborough on Thursday, which is, I mean, talking of different kinds of tracks, that's entirely different challenge again.
It is, but we've got a lot of big track riders in this team, and, you know, we're going there looking for a result with renewed confidence after tonight.
And, I mean, you after the 1 or 2 points dropped here, it's time for an away result now, if you can get one. It's never easy, but that's what you want.
Yeah, we've got to win, I would say, several away matches to get into the, you know, into where we want to be. But we've only ridden a third of our fixtures. A lot of teams have ridden a half of theirs. So we've got matches in hand, and as I say, if we can just get 2 or 3 wins on the trot behind us, then I think the team can take off.